And yet you gave the turnkey a purse of gold, Bronn said.
A Lannister always pays his debts.
Even Maud had scarcely believed it when Tyrion tossed him the leather purse. The jailer's eyes had gone big as boiled eggs as he yanked open the drawstring and beheld the glint of gold.
I kept the silver, Tyrion had told him, with a crooked smile. But you were promised the gold, and there it is.
It was more than a man like Maud could hope to earn in a lifetime of abusing prisoners.
And remember what I said. This is only a taste. If you ever grow tired of Lady Arryn's service, present yourself at Casterly Rock, and I'll pay you the rest of what I owe you.
With golden dragons spilling out of both hands, Maud had fallen to his knees and promised that he would do just that. Bronn yanked out his dirk and pulled the meat from the fire. He began to carve thick chunks of charred meat off the bone as Tyrion hollowed out two heels of stale bread to serve as trenchers.
"If we do reach the river, what will you do then?"
the sellsword asked as he cut.
"Oh, a hoer, and a feather bed, and a flagon of wine for a start,"
Tyrion held out his trencher, and Bronn filled it with meat.
"And then to Casterly Rock or King's Landing, I think. I have some questions that want answering. Concerning a certain dagger."
The sellsword chewed and swallowed.
"So you are telling it true. It was not your knife."
Tyrion smiled thinly.
"Do I look a liar to you?"
By the time their bellies were full, the stars had come out, and a half-moon was rising over the mountains. Tyrion spread his shadow-skin cloak on the ground, and stretched out with his saddle for a pillow.
"Our friends are taking their sweet time,"